Hi. Hello. Welcome to the 1 year anniversary of Noxcast Radio. I'm Robert Benfer.
And I'm Jason.
He's Jason. And we're here
and
with
back by popular demand, thanks to all my legions of fans.
You might notice that that Matt's voice sounds kind of crappy.
Yes.
Because what company is it?
Blue Microphone. Blue
don't
mic.
Don't buy any of their products.
Ever. Don't buy any blue crap.
Ever.
Yeah, apparently his microphone doesn't work with Windows Vista.
Yeah.
But he has a secondary microphone.
On my webcam. Yeah. Yay!
So we have Matt back. Welcome back to the show, Matt.
It's good to be here.
I've got numerous emails wondering where Matt was. Saying that the show is horrible without Matt.
I'm not dead. Nox did not kill me off.
Yeah, I did. But nobody stays dead in the Noxcast world.
Alright, I'm turning in my algebra test.
Head won't keep you dead.
Damn, I didn't pass.
You did not pass?
I did not pass.
You failed algebra?
No, just a pretest. Now it gives me study problems, and then I go to those, not a pretest.
Man, you suck.
Shut up.
I couldn't do it either, so.
So why exactly are you doing algebra problems, Matt?
Because I have a math class, and that's part of the curriculum.
My God. This is interesting.
All right.
I am enthralled.
Wow, why did I put 16? That was obviously negative 8n plus 16. God.
We just lost connection to Robert.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys, like, dumped me because I did math.
No. I don't know where Robert went.
Excellent.
Ah, man. This, 1 year anniversary is going pretty well so far.
Yes. Filled with technical difficulties, horrible mic sounds. It's a cacophony of awesomeness.
I might as well, tune down the jazz music I got playing, and I'm gonna play the Tetris theme on my Irish tin whistle.
Oh, Lord. Every time you hit a wrong note, a hobbit dies.
Oh, yeah. He's back online.
Hey!
The Adam.
Oh, another dead hobbit. Oh, there goes another one.
Man, I just started playing this thing. Give me a break. Hey.
Hello? Man, connection cut off. We've ruined the episode.
Yep, it's all your fault, Nox.
This would be the big 1 year anniversary and my internet cut off. Not even 5 minutes in.
Don't you need more special guests than just me for the 1 year episode, you know?
That's what I was
no one else is online.
No one else is online. Except for Dr. Jade Alden.
What about Nox's girlfriend? She's been on the show before. Why don't you bring her on?
She's not on either. And,
yeah, no one's online.
Nobody's available. Here.
Shallow
I realize
pool.
this is 6 p.m. on Tuesday. The episode was supposed to come out last night.
It's 5 p.m. for me. I just woke up an hour
for me.
Ago.
I think I'm the most accurate of all of you.
Well, my clock says 5:54 too. I was just rounding.
Oh, well, you were rounding incorrectly then, because if you were supposed to be rounding, it would just be 5:50 because you're under 5.
Shut up. So So, we're going to go ahead and take a look back at some of the funniest moments of Noxcast history.
Coincidentally, they all involve me!
Never know.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Most of them.
I'm going to play a clip here from a previous moment of Noxcast. Remember that time when we found that ostrich?
Yes, I did. That was episode 32.
Yeah, I don't really remember that.
Yeah, you were there, Matt.
Wait, that wasn't episode 32.
No, it was one of those episodes. But yeah, we found that ostrich.
I remember that.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and click play on this tape here.
Okay.
And we'll play back the clip of us finding the ostrich.
Okay. Yes.
Here we go.
All right.
Click. Hey, an ostrich.
Yeah,
wow.
Look at that.
Wow, look at that. My mic sounds horrible, but we found an ostrich.
I know.
Look at that. Jason, let's put face cream on the ostrich.
Oh, this is certainly a memorable moment of Noxcast.
Wow.
Man, one of the most. I mean, who would expect my mic to suddenly sound so horrible and we'd find an ostrich?
I know, this ostrich is pretty angry looking.
And it has face cream on it.
Yeah, which is making it angrier.
Look, I'm grabbing its head and making its mouth go up and down.
I think it's about to cleave Nox in half with its big dinosaur-like toes.
I think it is, too. Oh, it just killed Robert.
No more Robert.
That's too bad.
We'll miss him.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a clip from, when we found that ostrich.
Yeah, I totally remember that now. Amazing. That was good times. Good times back then on episode 30. What's it?
Yeah, one of those.
Call dropped. Lost Nox.
Oh, I guess he did die. Oh man, we've messed with the time stream. We killed him in the past, so he doesn't exist in the present anymore.
Oh, Lord. Whatever will we do?
Oh, man.
We're going to have to start a petition to bring Nox back. Hey, what the hell?
What?
I just went to my forum, and there's, like, no new posts. It's ridiculous.
Man. Something's wrong there.
I demand new posts every time I check. I mean, there's always stupid crap and foo-foo and general crap and all those other crappy threads like Tea Room and FCF Fascist Government.
Yeah. Ah. Well, now we're doing Noxcast.
Oh, yeah.
Nox isn't here.
It's Mattcast taking over. I told you this day would come. I might sound like crap, but I've taken out Nox.
Oh, I know what it is. You sound like crap because you're really hiding in a secret volcano somewhere.
Yes,
that's what this is. You've taken out Nox with nuclear missiles. This is part of your final domination plan, right?
Yes, now we're just waiting for the last little remnants of Nox fandom to come out of their holes so we can kill them too.
Hmm. Well, that's it, folks. That's the end of Noxcast. Forever. Yeah, the laugh sounds kind of crap with that mic.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about the mic. Sorry.
Yeah, so...
Lord of the Rings Online is awesome, by the way.
Lord of the Rings Online?
Totally awesome. Way better than World of War crap.
That's one of those newfangled video games, huh?
Yeah. It's what this, you know, people that go to school do. We play video games.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Don't learn anything. Oh yeah, that and I hit on chicks on MySpace.
Yeah. Oh hey, Robert's back. We must have repaired the time stream.
One of his fans must have gone back and fixed the time stream.
Oh no.
Happened again.
Hey.
Dodged the nuclear missile strike back in the 80s that was designed to annihilate you.
What?
Exactly. Totally saved by a fan.
This is bullcrap. I thought this problem was fixed.
I guess not.
And now it's happening at the worst possible moment. This is supposed to be our big episode.
Oh, it's big, all right. Big on crap. Oh.
I was going to say big on Irish jiggity jig flute or whatever the hell that thing was that you were playing.
Irish tin whistle.
Yeah, big whatever. On, whatever you want to call it. Just stop playing with it. You're around people.
Duff.
He's playing with his Irish tin whistle again. Hopefully he's in his room by himself.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah?
Remember that time when you climbed inside the giant hamburger and I tried to eat you?
Oh, man.
That was...
Matt was there, too. Let's play the clip. Click.
What's there?
I'm in a giant cheeseburger.
Oh, wow, a giant cheeseburger. I have
to... Dude, Nux, I totally dare you to eat it.
I have to eat it. I'm starving.
Mm. Wow, look at that. Nux is dislocating his jaw like a freaking anaconda. Wow. He's totally eating the giant hamburger that's got Jason stuffed inside.
Oh, Jason's in here?
This is quite uncomfortable.
I just ate your hand, Jason.
Oh, that's...
I just ate your hand.
That makes me slightly unpleasantly pleased.
My jaw opened up like 5 feet.
It's amazing how you can still talk.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You're eating, Jason.
Man.
I love that. Jason's dead.
Bye-bye, Click. Jason.
Okay, we're back to the present.
Man, that was
Noxcast, 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Matt on his crappy webcam microphone.
You've had that microphone for a while, Matt.
Yeah.
And I got some Noxcast news.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank God. The news.
Anything to save this sinking ship.
Ninja breaks into home, attacks people. From what? Orlando, Florida.
Awesome.
A man dressed like a ninja broke into an Orlando home, smashed furniture, attacked two people, and then vanished without a trace. Three people were inside the home watching a movie Sunday afternoon when a ninja ran in, punched one man in the mouth, and then kicked another man. The victims, who did not want to be identified, reported that the costumed man slammed the DVD player and VCR into a dresser. Then he pulled out a knife and started waving it around. The victim said the intruder didn't steal anything from the house, but took several pictures with his cell phone camera.
That's total fake.
When it was time for the ninja to make his escape, he didn't disappear into a cloud of smoke. The victim said he ran down the street to a black BMW and drove off.
Total fakeness.
No, man.
You gotta quit that.
Wow. Pirates 3 took in $156 million over the weekend.
How much did Spider-Man 3 take in?
Who cares? All I have is what's in front of me, and that's Pirates 3. Sorry.
Pirates 3. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
You did? Me too.
Yeah. I thought it was Pirate-tastic.
It was Pirate-tastic? I thought it was Pirate-tastical.
Oh. You must have really liked it then.
Oh, you have no idea. You don't want to know how much I liked it.
You must have, like, broke out the battery and, like, clamped onto your nipples while you were watching it. You liked it so much.
Whoa, not on the show, Matt. That's what I did.
Oh, sorry. Is that Nox at Night material?
That's Nox at Night.
Nox at Night.
Nox at Night.
Can we flash back to a Nox at Night episode?
I don't know.
Yeah, we might not want to do that.
We might not want to do... I don't...
Previously on Nox and the Horse. Yeah. All right.
Have you guys seen the new picture of the new Joker?
Yeah.
No. Isn't it... Wait, the one with the... Wait, which one?
It's the one with Heath Ledger as Joker.
It's the only picture of
it. The only picture? Then yes, I've seen it.
Alright, good.
It's just you've seen you said the new picture of
the new
Joker.
That's right. That was my bad.
Wasn't it fake, though?
No.
It wasn't?
No, they've got the one from the actual site. There was a fake one going around, but then there was a real one, too.
He looks all creepy and scarred and evil. He's totally gonna eat Batman's face.
I don't know, I thought it looked kinda gay.
You're just flashing back to, bye-bye, dogs.
Did he go again?
Yep.
He got killed again. You killed him one more time. Fans, you need to go into the time stream and reverse Matt's evil, whatever the hell he sent there.
The new Joker got him. Either that, or Heath Ledger got him in that cowboy movie about being gay.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought the picture didn't really do it for me.
There's something wrong with you, then, boy.
I know he's got his lipstick like hold on. I think that Robert's back alive. Hey, welcome to life.
It's the third time.
Your internet connection is terrible.
It is now.
I would throw your internet connection into the fiery pits of
Hades.
How far
are we into the episode?
Not that far.
Man.
We're about 15 minutes.
Got 15 minutes. I've already been off like 3 times.
Yeah.
So is the fake Joker picture the one where he's outside the trailer?
What?
There's like a...
Yeah, because the real one, it's just his face.
Yeah, but you see, I don't think it really matches. Because, you know, his lipstick is, like, going all over the place, and it looks all crazy, but, the Joker was always kind of vain in a weird way. It doesn't seem like the real Joker would...
Well, I heard on one website that the picture is fake. Because the URL...
We're talking about the picture from the actual WB thing.
Oh, because I heard that the URL for that site doesn't match the WB's official... Two-Face site. Or Harvey Dent, or whatever.
It's real! It's Heath Ledger in makeup, how could they not... How could someone Photoshop that? Give me a break.
Here, I'm sending you a link.
Yeah, nobody can ever Photoshop that.
No, because it's from... They had a thing where you had to sign up and then you revealed one pixel. It was from the official Warner Brothers site.
It's on, like, all the movie news sites, even. Come on!
You see the link I sent you?
Yeah, I know. I saw it. It does look kind of weird, though.
I think it looks cool. Joker's evil.
I don't think that's makeup, though. I think that's somebody, like... Looks like somebody, like, cut his... Looks like a cut.
Yeah,
it's like somebody
makeup.
Slashed a knife. Well, I know
Did you guys see the Black Dahlia?
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Never,
it's making a Pez dispenser out of him.
Yeah, someone like tried to make a Pez dispenser out of his face, and
he
survived.
Which is not nice at all.
Only he survived, and you know, I bet he talks really good.
Ah, Batman.
That's probably all he does is go rah 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 rah.
They're like Mars attacks aliens.
Yeah.
You know who sucked?
What?
Aristotle.
Why?
I hate Aristotle.
Was he on the show once? Remember when Aristotle was on the show?
Yeah,
I
remember.
Actually, I do remember that.
Let's play that. Let's play that.
Click.
Hey, Aristotle, you're an idiot. I hate you.
I hate you too, only because Jason does.
I hated all of you with...
What?
You
various
suck.
Greek sayings of ancient lore.
You whore. You're just a stupid whore. Shut
I like the abacus.
Okay, we're back in regular time.
Okay, why were we hating
Aristotle's
on her?
Aristotle's an idiot.
Why were we hating on her?
You know why I hate her?
Why?
What do you mean her?
Aristotle was a dude. He's totally a dude, Nux.
Well, I don't even know who that is.
Aristotle, the Greek philosopher?
Nope.
You know how many years Aristotle set back science? Aristotle came up with this great method of logic and reason. Except he used the methods and came up with completely wrong answers for everything.
Like what?
Well, like Aristotle claimed that the Earth was the center of the universe, and the universe revolved around the Earth.
Oh, so it's all about us.
Yeah, this is actually in a time in which the other Greek philosophers were saying the opposite. They were saying that the Earth revolved around the sun.
Oh,
but
really?
Aristotle came along and says, "No, you guys are wrong. The Earth revolves. Jeez. Everything revolves around the Earth." And then everyone ended up listening to him for a long time, hundreds of years.
Hundreds of thousands of years.
Aristotle believed that human males had more teeth than females.
Wouldn't that be, you know, just like open your mouth and that?
Yeah, it seems as if that's an easily testable thing. But he was convinced that human males had more teeth than human females.
Huh.
He believed that heavy objects fell faster than light objects.
All right.
Which is not actually true.
I don't know, man. Have you ever seen a fat person fall next to a skinny person? They seem to fall a lot faster. They hit the ground quicker.
Yeah, well, anyway, some philosophers were saying that the Earth and everything in the universe was made up of things called atoms. Now, this is before we even had any kind of microscope or any kind of way to possibly know this, but they postulated that the Earth was made up of tiny things called atoms, which is where we get the word from. It means that can't be cut.
Yeah. Oh, we
and
can cut them.
Aristotle comes along and he says that the universe is made out of five things. It's made out of fire, earth, air, water, and ether.
Yeah,
and everything on Earth is made out of either fire, earth, air, and water, and everything in the rest of the galaxy is made out of ether.
That's like the Fantastic Four.
What's that?
You know what's funny? Modern-day scientists, instead of calling it ether now they call it dark matter. They're like, we have no way to prove that it exists, but we know it's there.
Whoa, you're really... Hold on, I gotta put you on hold. You there?
And in the fourth age of man came the stunning of the sun.
Well, anyway, he believed that, he believed that all the stars in the universe were not like our own sun, that they were totally different, that they were made out of ether.
Oh, really?
That they were not the same, and he even came up with, like, mathematical equations proving this, that, that the everything in the rest of the universe, the stars were not made out of the same material as the sun, which, of course, he was totally wrong on. He also, there was a claim that the galaxy that we were in was made up of many, many stars, and he refuted that.
I'm sorry, are you still talking about,
Yeah, I'm still talking about it. I hate Aristotle.
Wow, what a douchebag.
Yeah, total.
Hey, Jason.
What?
Remember that time when we kicked him in the nuts?
No.
Aristotle?
Wait, we weren't recording. Yeah, we weren't recording when we did that.
Yeah. Aristotle deserved it. He's a jerk. I'm going to start a Down with Aristotle club. I'm going to start a club that says that if we ever
start a club called Knox Can't Stay on His Own Damn Program.
Oh, yeah, he's gone again. I'm going to start a program saying that the time stream needs to be used to go back in time and destroy Aristotle.
Just think of all the wonderful things that would never have happened without Aristotle.
I know. Like everything. So, Matt, what's up?
Nothing.
How's that math test coming along?
I failed it, remember? I gotta study now.
Oh.
So I'm just taking a break to do your Knox cast.
Oh.
Hey, what's this flag mean on Skype?
Flag?
One new event. One missed call from Dr. Bobbert. Who's Dr. Bobbert?
I don't know. There was a thread on FilmCal right now because I mentioned that we were recording now, so they were saying everyone call us.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So if you get anything, deny it.
You miserable cretins. How dare you contact me?
Wonder where Robert is. How'd you kill him this time?
I don't know.
Must have been robots.
Let's see. I just got a instant forum message from Eclectic Call the Doctor. And he put some stupid picture of Peter Frampton as Billy Shears, and it says, "Is Noxcast going down now, yo?" To which I reply, "Yes, in a heavily fortified ether star made of nothingness." Submit.
Yeah.
You have been contacted by the wise and powerful Matt. Print that out and stick it on your wall and keep it forever.
Calling Robert again.
Big shout out to NecoPants, that girl from MySpace. What's up, NecoPants?
Robert?
But we are guys talking about?
I don't know. We're just talking about stuff, you know?
Stuff? What stuff?
Stuff.
Yeah, man.
You ever seen that movie, The Stuff?
No.
No.
It was a great horror movie, by the way. It's like, it was like, it looked like, Fluff. It looked like Marshmallow Fluff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody would, like, see it, and they would be, like, compelled to eat it. And then when they ate it, like, I forget if it would either kill them or, like, turn them into, like, a stuffed zombie. But I think it would kill them. Yeah, I think it would kill them. And then, like, yeah, but for some reason, people just kept eating stuff.
Must have tasted really good.
I'm gonna see if I can find stuff on YouTube or something. Show it to you.
What did the stuff look like?
It looked like, Fluff. Marshmallow Fluff.
Was it Michael Moore's ass?
No.
No?
I would never eat that.
You would never eat that? Well, it's just a movie.
No one would ever eat that. The Stuff movie, the 80s rewind. Let's see if it's got it here.
Hey, Jason.
What?
Remember that time when you turned into a dolphin?
Click. I am a dolphin. Click. That was great.
That was incredible.
This episode rocks.
The Stuff. That's what it was called. From the pen of Larry Cohen comes perhaps the most bizarre film of the 80s. Unless, of course, you saw Terror Vision. Harking back to the days of throwaway 50s sci-fi flicks like The Blob and Invaders from Mars, the premise here is that a sweet white goo erupts from the Earth and is discovered by a group of miners. Seeing as it tastes pretty good, the product is approved and mass-marketed to American consumers. With its appealing tricolor packaging and generic new moniker, The Stuff, the American public begin to devour the dessert in a manic fashion. As Brooke Adams tells us in a mock commercial, "Enough is never enough!" Being the fastest-selling new product on the market, industrial espionage David Moe Rutherford, Michael Moriarty, a laconic Texan with a deceptive wit, is hired by rival ice cream companies to investigate the ingredients. It has been pushed through FDA approval without a hitch, and with most of the people involved have seemed to have vanished. We soon realize the stuff is a sentient living organism that takes over the brains of those who eat it, turning them into zombies. Brrr. Suburbanite kid Jason finds himself eating shaving foam to assuage his family's unsettling insistence that he join them in consuming the vile substance. It's up to Mo. People call him Mo because he always wants Mo. Yes, I know. Cringe. To stop growing... to stop the growing lust for the mind-altering dessert. On the adventure, Mo comes across a racist militia leader, Paul Sorvino, Chocolate Chip Charlie, Garrett Morris, and stuff-addicted FDA stooge Danny Aiello. If it sounds amazing that actors of this caliber, including two serious mainstays of TV's Law & Order, are in this film, then be amazed! Mo and Jason break into the high-tech plant, mining the stuff to stop the operation, which is ravaging the minds of Americans. But will this product continue under another name? Tune in next time for a movie that will never get a sequel.
Well, that blew through 2 minutes.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem.
I'm not going to see that.
You should, though. It was really good. It was eating.
What?
I'm just eating. Why?
I'm eating chips and hot sauce.
Ew.
Ew? Why ew?
Because it sounds like you're eating Doritos. I just imagine Doritos and hot sauce.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You should be.
I am so sorry. Hey, do you have any more Noxcast news, Jason?
No.
That was it, the Ninja?
Absolutely not.
Any fan mail?
No.
I think we're done with the... Actually, hey, Jason.
What's up?
What? One of our fans, Chris, apparently he's been sending us a lot of fan mail that he thinks would be interesting to us, because he's trying to help us out with the crappy fan mail.
Chris, what?
Chris Palami, I think you know him. He's on your...
I know
he's
Chris.
On my forum.
Yeah, Chris is cool.
Chris is cool. I was on StickCam the other night, and he was telling me that he's been sending us a lot of fan mail that he thinks would be interesting. So I decided maybe it'd be better, instead of checking the oldest to newest, I think we should check the newest first.
How about we don't check any of them?
Okay, well, if that's the way you want it, I'm just...
How about we check nothing, Robert?
We're just trying to help the show, Jason.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I'm gonna find where the servers that host your site are located, and I'm gonna blow them up.
What? Okay, well,
I'm gonna
why?
Get
what?
Rid of this show forever. I'm gonna go back in time.
You know, we can just not record an episode. That would be a lot easier.
I'm gonna go back in time, Robert.
That's destruction.
I'm gonna go...
I think the animation of Spatula Madness has finally gotten to Jason and caused him to crack.
I'm gonna go back in time, Robert.
No.
And I'm gonna strangle myself before I record the first episode.
Hey, what are you doing? Wait, I want to read this Shakespeare.
You can just simply not make another episode. You know, it's a lot easier. I mean, it's been a year. I think it's been enough.
No, man. It'll never be enough.
You don't have that kind of self-control.
It'll never be enough, Robert.
No, just keep on eating and eating.
Like that goo from the movie.
Like that goo from the movie.
The stuff. Exactly.
I mean, I can honestly just stop if you want to. I mean, you don't have to
Robert,
destroy my... What?
Robert.
What?
Robert.
What?
I was trying to think of a joke. Didn't come. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you angered him. I'd like to say that flavored water is good. Just regular flavored water.
Flavored water?
Yeah, like got me some grape flavored Flavor Splash Aquafina. Pretty darn tasty.
Good stuff, I guess.
I forgot sugar. I started up a website.
Another website?
No, I haven't mentioned this one yet.
Oh, okay, what is it?
ilovemeow.com.
Oh, yeah.
That's with the cats.
Yeah, everyone, go to www.ilovemeow.com.
You type out the www?
Yeah, if you go to ilovemeow.com.
You nerd.
You know what it is?
Yes, it's a bunch of cat pictures.
It's random cat macros.
It's randomized.
I know, you,
so you
click
get a different cat picture every
another
time.
Another cat picture shows up.
And you can put it in your signature, and every time the page refreshes,
you get a new cat.
That's it, right?
You can load it on your MySpace.
Oh, you can put it on your... I think I'm going to put it on my MySpace.
You can spread cat pictures everywhere.
I'm going to put it on my MySpace.
What do you think of I Love Meow, Matt?
I think it's meow-tastic.
That was actually my second choice of domain name, so I was thinking about getting meow-tastic.
Meow-licious, just meow-licious.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it on my MySpace. I'm gonna sport it.
Anyway, the first day that the I Love Meow was running, it got 43,700 hits. The second day it was running, it got 49,000 hits.
And it went straight to 2.
Yesterday it got 92,000 hits.
People love cats.
People apparently do love cat pictures.
If we just make movies about cats, I think we would have it made.
I know, we can make We can make The Cat 2, sequel
Jason.
To Cat.
Yes, and not make a first cat.
What's the address for the site again? I Love Meow?
Yeah,
I love meow.
Meow.
Or you can type out
it's
the WWE.
I as in just
does.
The letter I, then love, and then meow is an M-E-O-W.
I like the one with the serious white cat and it says yay.
I like the one with a cat.
You cross cat of
yeah,
revenge
it's basically,
cat.
It's a collection of cat macros from across the internet.
I'm bending your spoon with my mind.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
I like the one where the cat's got the neck collar on and he's spilling food all over the place and it just says fail.
I'm in your curtains, flossing my teeth. It shows a little cat like flossing his teeth with the curtains.
I am a cat. I cannot
Upper
use
kitten
this.
Says,
Burrito cat needs more cheese, please.
Yeah, so if you
I
can't get enough...
I have a secret. You is adopted.
If you can't get enough... if you can't get enough cat pictures...
Oh my god! What have I done? What have I done? And it's just a little white cat with his hand over his head. Is it can be hugs time now, please?
Oh, but here's a good one. The little tabby cat. Someone's holding it up by its front arms, and its arms are facing out, and it just says, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
Almost ran over you with my invisible bike. Is it time to go out now, please?
Cat macros, man.
My
cat
tongue
macros.
Dried out, and it shows a cat with his tongue hanging out of his mouth. Tries to take my cupcake. I dare ya. Okay, I'm done with that.
They're addictive, man. They're addictive.
They are addictive. You just can't stop it. It never ends. Jason, you I think you have made something bigger than MySpace.
I don't know. I've seen repeats.
You have? I haven't seen any repeats yet.
Well, there's almost 700 of them. I'm adding more every day.
How can someone actually do this? Oh, this is totally photo. I thought it was sand, but it's carpet.
Jason, you live a really exciting life.
I know.
700 cat pictures.
I'm still collecting. I'm still adding more to the site every day.
Oh, dude, you totally have competition.
What?
There's a website that's a competition for Jason's I Love Meow.
Well, there's a couple.
Where?
Should I say it?
On
my site.
No, don't mention that site. I'm well aware of that website. I'm not going to give them any advertisement.
Send me the link, Jason. Or Matt.
Carol.
I keep forgetting Matt's on my AIM.
Yeah, but you see, the thing with mine is...
Yeah.
Mine is a more simple interface.
Yeah, and it refreshes just,
can,
every time.
You can go through just random images and... Yeah.
You can be there all night.
Just staring at them. The kitties.
ilovemeow.com
You love meow?
I you know, and it's funny, because I hate cats. I hate cats, but I love cat macros.
Eep cat is eep. What the hell does that mean?
Hello, most of these...
I not feel so good. Is my tonsil swollen?
I'd say about 95% of these are really, really lame.
I like this one. You're offering pleases to pleases.
What's that?
It says you're offering pleases tube kitten.
Oh well, I just found my first. I just found my first repeat. I not feel so good. It's my tonsils swollen. I just read that one like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, this one's new. It's
disappoint me, Jason.
It's a widescreen picture of a cat. It looks like it's in a sock, and then someone like photoshopped its eyes so they're blue, and then it says the spice must flow. Spice. Come on, man, Dune. Come on, Knox.
What?
Dune? Haven't you ever heard of Dune?
No.
Oh,
Dune is
God.
One of my favorite things ever.
Jason.
Tell me about the waters of your homeland, Muad'Dib.
Damn it, I just had a cool one and I want to go back, but I can't. Damn your confounded sight.
Well, I give you the option to save the link. Link to this image.
Yeah, well, I hit refresh, and I was, like, just hitting refresh real fast, and I was like, ooh, and then I hit refresh again. Like, the signal didn't reach my hand fast enough.
Invisible bike crash.
If you refresh at least 700 times, you'll find it again.
I laugh at people on the internet. I'm in your room cranking out some tunes. This Look What You've Done one has popped up, like, 5 times already.
You suck, Jason.
This one here, this one is truly my favorite. It's a cat on his back with an Xbox 360 controller in his lap, and he says, I paid your guy and he died. That is, like, my all-time favorite, because it really looks like he's, you know, sitting there playing some Xbox.
Those cats.
Oh, those cats. Jason.
What?
Remember when all three of us were being attacked by a bunch of cats?
Oh, yeah.
Click.
Click.
Oh, we're all being attacked by a bunch of cats.
Oh, I'm allergic.
Yeah,
I'm
you are. That's this is like double worse for you, Matt, because you are.
I am
allergic.
Actually allergic too.
You are.
Yes, I'm allergic to cats.
Well, I guess I must be the one to defeat them then.
It's all up
Jason,
to you now,
save
Jason.
Save us, Jason. I'm in the arms of Matt.
Wait
I'm
a minute.
Going into anaphylactic shock.
Wait
now.
A minute.
Why?
What if instead of fighting them? We take pictures of them, Photoshop lame captions on it, start up a website called ilovemeow.com, and make $1,000,000.
Okay.
What an idea.
Yay.
I'll take a picture of this one with a green thing over its head and say, I'm Link.
Click. Now we're back in present time.
Remember when I made that animated GIF of two cats playing table tennis, and one said, oh, really? And the other one said, yeah, really? And it just kept repeating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, the website has gotten 250,000 hits. It's been up for only a couple days. You know how much money I've made? Because I have ads on there. I have ads in the bottom.
You do? Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. You know how much money I've made from the 250,000 hits?
6 cents.
No, I've actually made some money.
How much you make?
I've made about $1.50.
Curse you and your evil internet ideas that make you money.
Yeah, of course, Google won't give me anything until I've made at least $100.
Yeah, that's really gay.
So it looks like I'll probably never actually get a check. But I've got a virtual $1.50 sitting there.
Is it doing better than your actual FilmCow site?
Oh, my FilmCow doesn't have ads on it.
Oh, mine does. Oh, yeah.
What's desu mean? Desu, 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 desu.
Matt, do you have any funny stories from when you worked repairing computers?
I have stories, but I wouldn't call them funny.
Okay.
Reality.
I guess you want me to tell one then?
Sure.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. There was a time where I got really mad and scared everybody. There was a time
we already heard that one.
There's a time when I opened up someone's PC and it was filled with fur and dust and spiders. That was gross. Mm-hmm. There was a time when I pretty much turned into the guy from Office Space and just walked around and didn't care. That was probably the day I quit.
Yeah.
They were like, Matt, what are you doing over here? I'm like, I don't know. Just hanging out. What's up? Waiting for my shift to be over. What are you doing?
This is great.
You can't stand here, Matt. You're going to get fired. Oh, really?
Oh, no. God, wouldn't that be horrible? Man, then I have to stop working here.
Oh, wait.
That would suck. Man, I'm glad I don't have a real job.
Yeah, real jobs. Terrible.
Hey, Jason, remember when I had a real job?
Yeah. Click.
No, I don't remember it. Let's not go there.
This really sucks. I have a real job.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. And
boom,
you
boom,
will
boom,
know
boom, boom, boom,
my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a great clip there.
Yeah, the match shot me to death.
Yeah. Yeah, why'd you do that, Matt?
Like
why,
Tupac.
What's that?
Why did you shoot me?
I said I took him out like Tupac.
Yeah.
Took him out. Took me out like Tupac.
Yeah, well, Tupac was taken out.
I was just trying to flip some burgers, Matt.
Well, I shot you. Multiple times.
In the face.
Chest.
Oh. Well, I don't remember. I got shot.
Yeah, you were dead. How could you
remember? I was dead by the time before I even knew I was being shot.
You were dead after you wet yourself and pooped your pants from the shock of being shot.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Man, you're such a dick, Matt. Shooting people.
www.ilovemeow.com.
Am I allowed to say that word on the show, Jason? Are you going to cut that out?
I won't cut it out. It was funny.
Okay, good. Because I know sometimes I'll listen to an episode and I'll remember that I said something, but then I'll listen to the episode and it won't be there. And you cut some things out without
telling me. It's called schizophrenia, Robert.
Oh, so it's my fault?
Yes.
It's in your head, Robert.
You need to take your pills, Robert.
Oh, okay, because there are times where I thought I said something really bad.
Take your pills, Robert. Take your pills.
I don't have to.
You should have a little scheduler thing that has Monday or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You just try to use the pills to control me. Shut up.
And then you just pop them open like this when you want
to
take a pill.
You're just trying to use the pills to control me.
I got all these cookies sitting on my desk.
Really?
Why aren't they in the freezer like they normally are?
I don't know.
You keep cookies in your freezer?
Usually. I like
Weirdo.
My cookies cold.
You like your cookies cold?
Yeah.
I like them with milk.
I don't.
You don't,
I don't like
cookies
milk.
And you don't like cookies
not
and milk?
In milk. In milk.
I have lost all respect for you.
Not in milk.
I've lost all respect for you.
I think you guys should fight to the death, and the winner has to eat the loser.
Well, I already ate Jason that one time.
Knocks at night.
No, not that time. Oh no, I was talking. No, not that time. I was talking about the burger.
Oh yeah.
Well, there you go. There's your Knocks at Night moment.
Yeah, I might be doing some editing.
Oh, don't cut that out. That was great. Nobody's gonna listen this far anyway.
What is the FCC? You gonna ban you? Gonna get you fired?
No, but I was good. I was good. Like, that's what happens. I get emails. I get angry emails from people.
Emily Rose says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Take that.
I coughed out my tongue. My tongue flew out of my mouth.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There's a throat in my neck. There's a throat in my neck.
Oh, man.
You should watch Emily Rose.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
Someone just posted a thread in my forum that says, tonsillitis is gross. And you click it, and there's a giant picture of tonsillitis.
Ew.
Where is that at? Is it Foo Foo McGee?
Of course it's in Foo Foo.
I can't find it.
Everything's in Foo Foo.
I don't know, it just seems like no one posts anywhere else anymore. 127,000 posts in Foo Foo McGee. It's more than every other section combined and multiplied by 10.
I'm just gonna go in there one day and just randomly start shuffling things to other parts of the forum.
Jason!
What?
Why do people on your forum hate my forum so much?
I don't know. Sammy, just...
Why?
I have no idea, man.
not fair. We didn't do anything to them, did we?
Maybe it's because your form sucks. Film cow forever. Whoa!
Ah! Screw you. Screw you, Jason.
Film cow's better because it has a Matt Books section.
That's right.
There you go.
Your Matt Books section? How many people go in there?
Not too many. Because I haven't been on your show lately. Joe even forgot about me. Matt Books doesn't die. He just fades away.
No, it's just Film cow sucks.
I have 1,159 posts in my section.
You do? Yeah. Look at that.
Good for you, Matt.
84 topics.
1,000 posts, man. 1,000 posts of Matt Books love.
You got 10,000 topics.
Actually, I think 500 of those posts are people trying to get past the word filter.
Yeah.
So.
Which has become steadily more advanced.
Yeah, so, pull that out of your mouth and eat it.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
What?
There's a grill right next to my room, and I have to smell as everything gets cooked, so I'm ready to go out and, like, chew on someone's face like a zombie, because I'm so hungry right now.
We only got 8 minutes left, Matt.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Matt. Matt.
Yes? Yes,
remember Nubs. Remember when you did eat somebody's face?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. Hey, guys, what's going on? This is my friend Tom.
Oh, no, Matt, no. No. Wow, what's it gonna do?
That's tragic.
Eats butter.
Let's never talk of this moment again.
Okay.
Click. Wow, we blew that.
Yeah, we did.
Wow, we should destroy that tape so as to never hear it ever again and incriminate myself for the disfiguring face.
Oh no, now they have this tape. Wait. What tape?
Someone's typing. Is that you, Matt?
It's Matt.
No.
I knew it.
No.
I knew it.
Matt, you got bored and you're typing to little boys.
Ew, no, I'm not.
Typing to little boys.
I'm typing to Necopants.
Necopants? Was he eight? Was he an 8-year old man? 8-year old kid?
It's not even Necopants. No.
Who's Necopants?
Necopants is the chick on MySpace.
Oh.
Her MySpace moniker is the amazing Necopants. Hey, I got a comment on my MySpace.
I love Necopants.
Ah, from Camera Boy from the heart of Australia. It's because I sent him a message and I told him he needs to comb his damn hair.
Have you heard this story going around?
What?
Well, there's this high school pole vaulter who apparently had a picture of her online, like at a pole vaulting competition. And apparently they got posted on a blog or something and then spread around the internet like crazy. And now she's getting hundreds of phone calls and emails and people stalking her. All because of one picture.
Who is that?
I don't know, it's just another example of how exactly wonderfully creepy the internet is.
Wait, what picture was that? That must have been a really good picture.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, Matt.
No, send it to me!
Yay!
Send it to me!
Hey!
There you go.
How old is she?
18.
Alright! 18, alright.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the reaction across the internet, which is...
Hey, not bad.
Why she's being stalked now.
Oh, she's being stalked. Okay. Yeah. I can't imagine why. I just had a sudden resurgence of respect for track and field.
Yeah, they set up a fan website, which is down now from too many hits.
Ha!
I wouldn't mind pulverting her.
Knox at night.
Knox at night.
That's been being reported on MSNBC, CBS News, USA Today.
Really?
Yeah. This is ridiculous how far this spread.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy how me and Matt stopped talking after you sent us this picture.
Yeah. Well, this has been the one-year anniversary of,
It's already over? It's been an hour?
Almost, just about.
Hour enough.
Hey, Jason.
What?
Remember that one time when we were locked down in that underground bunker and Twisty Treats were after us and the world was ending?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Me neither.
No.
Nope.
I remember something, like, maybe that's my, craziness acting up again.
I think it's all inside your head.
I think it was all inside my mind.
I think it's all inside your head.
All inside your creepy little brain. Tune in next time to see more Knox, more Jason, and probably a whole lot less Matt.
And hopefully a lot more pole vaulting.
Yes. Yummy, yummy pole vaulting.
Where does she live again?
Only.
Making more editing time for me.
Don't even worry about it.
It's making more editing time for Jason.
But I didn't say anything directly. All of my comments were indirect notions.
Yeah, like we can say whatever we want.
Knox at night.
Knox at night.
We really do need to have a Knox at night episode someday.
You have to enter a password to get in. Listen to it, knowledge.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Horridness.
Yeah.
You just hear the dripping sounds from Knox at night now, can't you?
Alright,
As long as you bring the horse on again, yeah.
Well, we'll see you later, folks.
Knox at night.
Well, thanks for listening to this show for a whole year.
Happy 1 year anniversary.
Happy. Hopefully we never have to do this again.
Next one will be, what, 5 years? Then 10 years? 6 years of Knox!
We'll do this every year.
God, I'll be old then.
That long.
I'll be old in 15 years. Wow, it's making that horrible digital fart voice.
Well, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you next year.
See you next year.
Or next week.
Or next week.
Or tomorrow.
We got to that.
Or tonight.
Ooh, tonight, yes.
Or next morning. See you once more. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Spay or neuter your animals.